I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Today, officials in Rutland announced the city will take in 100 Syrian refugees starting in October. Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris says he's been working closely with state and federal refugee agencies to create Vermont's first relocation community for Syrians. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The refugee announcement was made at a packed City Hall press conference. The mayor began by talking about how his grandfather fled Greece in 1906 to escape the Ottoman Turks.
Here, he joined countless southern and eastern Europeans from Sicily, Italy, Poland, Russia, who were also fleeing persecution and looking to rebuild their lives.
Loris says Rutland provided a safe haven for his family, and he believes it could provide a similar fresh start for those fleeing war-torn Syria.
This community is at a time in its history when we must seize the opportunity to welcome the next generation of new Americans escaping a desperate situation of war and chaos. People who, like 100 years ago, will grow our population, our economy, and most importantly, provide the cultural enrichment that we so desperately need.
Amila Merjanovic is the director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. She says Rutland will be a good fit since jobs and housing are readily available and school officials are eager to help. While federal funding will provide money to help the Syrians get settled, Merjanovic says from her experience, refugees are very motivated. In fact, she says 85% of all employable adults are self-sufficient within 8 months. Her organization will open a satellite office in Rutland to provide additional support. Merjanovic and the mayor acknowledge that some may be concerned about refugees having possible links to terrorist organizations, but both say the extensive screening refugees go through should put those fears to rest.
It takes about 1,000 days to process a single individual, and they're subjected to interviews, fingerprinting and medical screenings. And then finally, after 1,000 days, our federal government offers resettlement.
There has never been a terrorist incident in the United States conducted by a resettled refugee of any description.
That's Kathleen Newland, co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute, a Washington-based think tank. She says accepting refugees has become highly politicized in the U.S., but she says the fears are not based on reality. Since the Syrian civil war began in 2011, millions have had to flee the country. Newland says about 3,000 have resettled in the United States, though none are in Vermont yet. Gil Nell, a retiree from Rutland, says he's proud Rutland will be home to the first.
I mean, there's the obvious concerns about who might be with them, but you got to go beyond that because the good will always outweigh the bad. You got to go on that.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.